After my parents died, we went through these boxes and we thought, oh, we'll find some letters from mom or something. But we found 184 letters that my father wrote home during World War II that he wrote back to his parents. He got interviewed once about why he became a conscientious objector. And he says, because of religious training and belief, I refused to bear arms. I didn't have any trouble in my own mind about being a conscientious objector to war. He ended up in this program that existed during World War II, and it was kind of unique to that period, called civilian public service. And evidently, they weren't paid. So he was in for 3.5 years and as an unpaid service, and he served in a number of different places. The camps were doing different types of work, and in Coshocton, they were doing conservation work of land because it's farmland. He said at this point, this is October again of 42, I found out 25% of the topsoil is now gone off the Corn Belt, and that this dam at Keokuk is now 30% covered up and was only built in 1913. So I just thought that was interesting because we talk about that kind of stuff now.
Yeah.
And here they were talking about it in the 1940s. They switch off and they send him to Oregon, and he's only lived in Iowa. I think he'd been to Iowa and to Chicago and stuff, but he hadn't been out of the Midwest. So they end up taking a train to Oregon. Says, just started to see some real mountains. Our car is near the front of the train, and the diner is at the rear. The people gape at us and wonder what we are. 39 men without uniforms. Some of them have found out what we are, and only one guy called us anything. And so then he talks a little bit about his job. I'm in charge of the camp wood shop, which means that I'm a sort of official carpenter and handyman to fix most anything. I really love that kind of work, and it will be mostly dry, too. I'm not sure where we were reading it, that there was something like 52,000 conscientious objectors in World War II, and 12,000 of them were in these camps, and the others were noncombatants, served within the military as noncombatants. Then he starts getting some other jobs. So he gets a job as on a survey crew, where they're going out surveying land for the Forest Service.
And you had not run across this information. He didn't talk about it.
I think he might have talked and we didn't listen, you know.
That could have been.
The way kids are, sometimes you don't listen.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't know that the letters, that the letters were there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, he ended up on some fire crews. So they were fighting the forest fires in the fall that we all now hear about all the time.
And then from there, we go to...
The next note I have is about the Japanese. I think there was an internment camp not too far from them for the Japanese that were interred during World War II. And so he says that they started making toys for the Japanese-American kids in relocation centers. And my dad was in charge of the workshop. And he says, I haven't really been making any of them, but I get mixed up in everybody's toys. So I can imagine that he was helping them figure out how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
The day before Christmas, I've been out here over a year. I guess I've been comparatively happy here, probably as happy as I could be anywhere during a war. Life outside isn't what it used to be, with rationing and shortages and propaganda. We all somewhat agree and can say what we think about events. And here's a statement he had on religion and war. I'm more than ever sure that, at least for me, war is wrong, and I'm sure that it is wrong for the world as a way to settle differences. I can't see anything in a religion that lets people kill other people and in some cases strengthens them. I'm not going back on my religion, but I sure think that Christ has been one of the most misunderstood and misinterpreted men that ever lived.
How did he find out that he was discharged?
He goes to Chicago, and the news is that I found out that I've been a free man since the 23rd of this month. But I don't have the proof yet, as there's a lot of red tape to go through that. I've been so free here, and I'm going to stay on in the same work. So being out of CPS isn't going to make much difference in my life, except now I'm getting paid at the rate of $140 a month. And also, I get to pay some tax, too. Money was not a big motivation in his life. What did you read to me this morning about March 10th?
On this day in 1987, the United Nations recognized conscientious objection as a human right. But I'll go to a quote of John F. Kennedy. War will exist until that distant day when the conscientious objector enjoys the same reputation and prestige that the warrior does today.